COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Well, last week I told you if we met with China and the meeting went better than expected, the stock market would go crazy and mortgage rates would get better as well. I got one of those right. Unfortunately, I missed the other one. So we're in today's video, we're going to talk about which one of those I missed. Because in the today's content, here's what we have. Treasury Secretary said sees tariff agreements as a process in strategic decoupling with China. So right now, here's what we're seeing the market's doing. We got the Dow Jones up over 1,000 points. But where I missed it is right here. There's a lot of money kind of coming out of treasuries right now. Why? Well, that's what we're going to discuss in this video. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. So if you need help either trying to buy a house or refinance, hopefully I can help you. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll give you all that information at the end of this video. You're here to figure out what's going on with these things and the whys. So I'm telling you the whys behind today, what's going on with these things is right through here. We have Bessent, the Secretary of the State, met with China over the weekend, and it looks like the news came out a little bit better than expected. But if you go down through a lot of the content, it's kind of erasing some of the fears for a recession. So that's not good news when it comes to interest rates. So let's get over to it. Right through here, here's what you're seeing in the stock market right now. The Dow Jones is up over 1,000 points. S&P's up over 3%. We got the NASDAQ over 3%. Look at this. Across the board, we got gains of 3%. The 3% we don't want is right here in oil. We don't want a 3% increase in oil. We're only at $63 a barrel, but we don't want that even coming close to 70. Over here on the 10-year Treasury, we also have yields going up. So let's get over to the bond market. Bond market's getting kind of hammered right now. It's down 29 ticks. Probably going to push mortgage rates up. Could we be at 6.9, 6.9, 2, 3? Probably we'll hit the 6.9 frame today. Is that going to be long-lived? Well, the problem with a lot of this stuff is when you're going through here, you start thinking through here. I'll show you what I was looking at initially. Treasury yields soar on hopes of recession will be avoided after a temporary China-U.S. deal. So a lot of people were saying, okay, there's going to be a recession. There's going to be a recession. I kept saying, okay, let's relax right now. Let's let a lot of these negotiations take effect before we kind of front run that. So now here's the problem that we're seeing. You go down through here. Here's the yield. And everything else, but when you go down,
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Down through here, here's what it says, and here's the bad news behind all this. Odds of a rate cut from the Federal Reserve is in the near term also dropped as there may be less fears of the central bank intervening to avoid a labor shortage because of a recession. So now we're saying, okay, the Federal Reserve's not going to do anything because we reverted into a recession, but then previously they weren't going to do anything because of what? Well, there's always a reason for it. So you always got to pay attention to what person is talking. So a lot of times CNBC, they tend on the verge of hawks, but it also depends on who's interviewing. So what I want to do right now is I want to go over to the Secretary of the State. Now, this is a long interview, and I'm not going to bore you with the whole thing, but I want to get the key points to this to you guys. This is the Secretary of the Treasury. His name is Bessent, and he went over to China this weekend with a negotiation staff, and here's the results they have, and it looks like it might be a little bit better than expected, but don't jump ahead too far. Let's just take it away and see what the results are and what the future looks with the negotiations with China. So let's let them...
You say that the Chinese, were you able to detect, or was it apparent that there was some urgency to make some progress, given what we're hearing about Chinese businesses being shuttered en masse, factory activity declining, PMI declining, maybe even some social unrest? Could you detect that, or was there, for lack of a better term, a stiff up?
Or would you rather say, is our media feeding us a different agenda? That might be also what we're seeing as well.
Her lip shown to you.
Look, the vice premier is a very skilled negotiator. He is a high-ranking Chinese official. I had a very good economic briefing beforehand, but there was no sense of anxiety. There was a sense of moving forward. There was a sense of mutual respect. There was a sense that we had shared interests. But I have seen what's going on in the Chinese economy. We can see what's going on with the shipments to the U.S. And again, we are the deficit country. Historically, the deficit country has a better negotiating position.
Mr. Secretary, part of China's plan over the last several years has been to manufacture far more goods than it can ever consume. It exports that not only to the United States, but to other countries around the world. Other countries like the United States and countries in Europe have felt like they're getting dumped on with all of these excess goods that are being manufactured. Will your talks in other countries find ways to make sure that China can't get around anything you set up in your deals with China by, let's say, shipping goods to Mexico and having that come up, those goods come up through Mexico? How do you shut that down? And did that come up this weekend?
Well, Becky, that's already happening. That's already happening with many goods. You know, it's happening with autos. It's happening with electronics. So that's part of the negotiation with the Mexican government. It's part of our overall strategy. And Chinese have an economic plan called dual circulation. And with dual circulation, our goal is to make sure dual circulation means export and domestic use. Dual circulation cannot mean that China overproduces and that only Chinese goods are consumed in China, and then they export the excess to the rest of the world. So we have had the equivalent, because of these high tariff rates, of an embargo on China, and those goods are going to leak to the rest of the world. So, you know, our negotiations, we don't need to tell other countries what they need to do. They are seeing this wave of Chinese goods coming to their shore. They have to find a home, and that could be at a discount price, undercutting local producers.
That's most likely the gist of that article there. But you can see how China's not going to come in and say, okay, we're scared to death. We need to negotiate. They're going to come, like you said, with a stiff upper lip and say, okay, what can we do here? But a lot of the tariffs weren't as they come down quite a bit from expected. This will now be able to give a lot of economists models to figure out, you know, where the inflation numbers are going to go from here. This week, we have a lot of inflation numbers coming in. Here's the economic calendar we have for the week. So we have CPI, which is consumer inflation coming in, the stuff that you and I really care about. That's coming in on Tuesday. Those numbers, we'll see how those are coming in.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
They're expected to stay either steady or go up a little bit. Last time they came in quite a bit lower than expected. But then on Thursday, we have the producer inflation. So think of the two pieces of the puzzle that we're going to get in this week. Thursday, we're going to get how much producer costs are going up. And then on Tuesday, we're going to see how the consumers, how much of that is floating over to the consumer. You wish it was kind of flip-flopped around producer in front of consumer, but it is what it is. So let's get what the expectations are on the core CPI. Let me explain to you what these are, because there's different abbreviations through here. So if I can blow this up a little bit, I wanted to just educational on this piece of it. CPI, this is what you and I follow. When we start talking about inflation, we think of what is the consumer inflation. Well, CPI, the C on the front of that, think of consumer. So that's that. When you scroll down here on Thursday, we have PPI. Think of P in the front of that is producer. Okay, so the consumer inflation we got coming in is through these numbers through here. Whenever you see core in the front, they strip out, they take out the food and energy components of the CPI. And maybe Tuesday, tomorrow, I'll show you all the components of the CPI, and then I'll show you CPI and then core CPI and how they vary. So right now in the core, they're expecting to go from 0.1 up to 0.3. Don't know how that's going to go, but then on CPI year over year, 2.4 to 2.4 staying steady. The CPI month over month, they're saying is a negative 0.1 to a positive 0.3. So is some of the inflationary data or the tariffs numbers starting to work into that? Because they did kick in, not everything was kind of postponed. So we're going to see how that goes. And then down through here, we're going to get core retail sales. What do the sales numbers look like? Jobless numbers. And then right through here, producer inflation, where that's going to go. Is negative 0.4 last time. They're expecting it to go up to 0.2. So we're going to see how all that goes through. So a lot of the numbers last time were really low. This time we're going to see if they continue to go lower or not. So that's that piece of the puzzle. Let's get over to here. This is a mock portfolio we created. So every once in a while, if you ever see my thumbnails up top or whatever saying stock talk, jump in there, because what I try to do is I also try to explain to you guys, how do the financial markets work? What is a stock? What is an ETF? How can you buy things? What is this BITX? You see down here below in our portfolio, I hold a portfolio that we go over, you know, every once in a while. We have a position in BITX that I'm up 118% within 9 months. What is that? Well, those are things we talk about. So not only on this channel do we talk about real estate, because that's what I do for a living, folks. I'm actually a federal licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Let me get over to show you what I do. If you're interested to see what I do for a living and how I do it, you can go right over to therateupdate.com. Here's what I am and here's what we do. Before you turn the dial, if you're watching this because you're interested in real estate, this is really important. I work at a federal bank, but we have a slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. So how do we do that? Well, we set up at the bank that I'm with, we set up with 30 other lenders that we have access to for you. Because what do we know when you're out there looking for a mortgage? You're out there looking for the best rates. The program you usually have is secondary. Well, you should have that as the primary reason why you go to a lender, that they have the program that you want. And then you need to start watching interest rates. When is the right time to lock? What do you do after you lock? Well, that's where we can help you. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. We're set up with 30 lenders. What that means is one application, I'm going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders to see which one has the lowest rate. Then you can use me to facilitate the whole process. How do you find out more about this? Go to therateupdate.com. Right above my head is our application. You can schedule a consultation right through here to figure out exactly what we do, or just give us a call right through here. I might even be the one answering the phone to explain to you guys what I do. Listen to your story, and we're going to help you try to navigate basically from application, the keys in your hand. If you go down through here, we have several videos through here on my YouTube channel. I have over 3,000 videos, but here's about 7 of them just to help you out initially. If you're a homeowner and you want to try to track those rates to refinance at the perfect time, check out this video right through here. If you're a home buyer first time, check out this. You want to see, you know, how can I manage my credit scores, and what does Dan use when he's managing his credit? Use this system right down through here. So if you want to find out all these things right through here and more, like FHA new guidelines right through here, you can have these videos and over 3,000 more on my channel. So thanks for watching, folks. I'll be back here at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for today. But right now, it looks like the stocks are rallying beyond belief. And we have the bond market is starting to ease a little bit. We were way down here before. Now we're all the way back up to here, which we picked up about half of where we were. So by the end of the day, we're going to be backed up to par. I'll check back at the closing bell. I'll let you know. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic day. Don't forget to watch this evening's video. See how rates go for the evening.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.